now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
It certainly wasn't. Those pesky Germans in the South Pacific. You just couldn't get rid of them. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. Get the job done. We try to get the job done for them as well. But in this day and age of radio, it's all about radio on the go, mobile devices that let you grab the attack and all the terrific programming here on the network each and every day. Joe, why don't you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There are a myriad of ways to take your radio on the go, specifically the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link on the website that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal with TuneIn Radio, a versatile app you can download to any device, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, let us never forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with the other programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
No question. If we're able to give you a little taste of home here from New York, no matter where you are in the world, we're proud and happy to do it.
Yep. On the other side, Bob, we will set the table for a big hump day edition of the attack, and then we'll start knocking things down because it's jam-packed. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together where the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline will tip this thing off right after this very short timeout.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Let's set them up and knock them down, my friend.
Big show today, Bob. Hour one's dominated by interviews. 25 after this hour, 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports, joins us as he does each and every year right around this time. He'll help us preview the Final Four, and we'll talk to him about the Capital One Cup. Then at 45 after this hour, 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, former Duke and NBA great, also with CBS Sports, Grant Hill joins us. We'll get his take on not only the Final Four, but also take a look at some of the latest news out of the NBA in our time with Grant Hill, and we'll also talk about his work with Allstate. In addition, along the way, we're going to talk a little baseball, and that's how we're going to open things up. Then, after we're done with Clark and Grant, we'll continue to talk a lot of NBA, and then time permitting at the very back end, maybe we'll get to some news in the world of the NFL, Bob.
Yep. We will have fun. It's the round ball. It's bouncing off the hard court, and we'll get into all of that. But there's a little bit of baseball going on as well, my friend.
And it's a smaller round ball, but it is a round ball nonetheless. And let us double back. Yesterday we talked a lot about Matt Harvey, and we speculated in a number of different directions as it relates to his short-term future and how quickly he could get back on the hill. Well, after we got off of the air, a lot of the news broke. Basically, what was up with Matt Harvey was that it was blood clots in his bladder. And we had known that before he went off the air, and you had speculated that it might be a Chris Bosh-like situation and that there might be blood thinners and monitoring and it might be an issue about him getting back on the mound quickly. Well, after we left the air, more details came out. The long and short of it is Matt Harvey's too lazy to find the bathroom and he holds his urine too long. And as a result, he gave himself these blood clots in the urine. They passed. Doctors cleared him, said it's not his body producing the blood clots for any other reason other than that. So there will not be any issues with blood thinners, and there doesn't seem to be any major monitoring. We just have to put a portasan or some sort of bathroom in close proximity to Matt Harvey so he will relieve himself on a regular occasion instead of holding his water.
Really what it comes down to. And there's, I mean, look, there's going to be a lot of fun poked at Matt Harvey from his teammates. And they're going to everything from drinking better beer to making sure that his wee-wee pads are in place. But fortunately for the kid, it's nothing that is going to disrupt his career in any way, shape, or form. No blood thinners, thank goodness. And basically, it's something he's already passed the clots. So it's something that's been dealt with, and he is on track for his opening day start. All around a win-win for the Mets with their track record of not doing particularly well in the doctor's office, or a pleasant change for the organization, as I'm sure they were holding their breath.
Absolutely. As you said, they were holding their breath, and now everybody lets out the collective sigh of relief, Bob, and they can move forward with Matt Harvey as their opening day starter. And you know, again, hopefully they're able to move forward. And this doesn't change a lot of the things in my mind that we talked about yesterday as it relates to my concerns about the tired arms of the Mets. You know, Matt Harvey's one we'll keep an eye on. I guess, you know, you could chalk up a lot of his bad start in his last spring training outing to discomfort as a result of these blood clots in his bladder. So let's keep an eye on him in the early going and see if the command is there and if the velocity is there. And they needed to both of those things to be there for Matt Harvey. As we've talked about some of the other members of this pitching staff that are having some type of issues with velocity and or command in spring training. And really, it's squarely as a result of the workload that they incurred last year. You know, it's the spoils of success, as it were, is that increased workload on young pitchers. And at this early juncture, it looks like they're at least paying the price as far as their velocity, in some cases, command. You know, we don't really know, and we talked about this yesterday. You know, as I said, I'm concerned, but I have no way of knowing what this all means until the flag goes up in April and we roll through April and May and June, et cetera, because some of these issues that these pitchers are dealing with could be as a result of working on things in spring training. You know, they're now young but established veterans with no threat to their role. So maybe you start working on another pitch and you start tweaking things to make yourself a better pitcher as opposed to a thrower. And what better time to do that is spring training. And maybe that's an explanation for some of these issues. The other part of it is adrenaline. You know, when you're a young kid and you're trying to make the club, you have all kinds of adrenaline pumping through you, even in spring training starts. Well, these are now a bunch of young pitchers that come off a trip to the World Series. There's not a lot of excitement and not a lot of enthusiasm and certainly not a lot of pressure or adrenaline flowing during a spring training game. Maybe that's the issue with some of these guys, and maybe that's why they're not bringing it. They're just not bringing that regular season intensity to these spring training games. And maybe when the season starts in April, all of a sudden we see DeGrom back in the mid-90s. We see Familia back in the mid-90s and upper 90s. And all these things that I was speculating on just, you know, a couple of days ago end up being non-factors. But it does remain to be seen. Just something to think about.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. You threw a lot of stuff out there, and I think a lot of it is valid. But there's also certain things that, as you get towards the end of spring training, it's supposed to stop. And that is, if you're working on that pitch, at that point in spring training, you either have it or you don't. You add it to your repertoire or you throw it out as you start to prepare for the regular season. You know, velocity doesn't lie. If the velocity is way down, I'm not going to attribute that to adrenaline. It's building the arm strength up. Maybe the arm just isn't ready to go at 100%. It's not to say that it won't be a couple of weeks into the season. But, you know, at this point in time, you do want to hit the ground running. Now, fortunately for the Mets, Harvey's velocity wasn't down. He just had that bad outing, and I guess we can attribute it to what was going on inside his bladder. Mm-hmm. Syndergaard topped 100, as I said yesterday. Mats, there's no issue there. It seems to be DeGrom and Familiar. Now, DeGrom,
two very important pieces, however, Bob.
No question about it. And, you know, DeGrom was getting people out. And if he – I attribute the tinkering theory that you were putting out there most to him than anybody else. Now, I'll be interested to see if he can just flip it and all of a sudden he's back at 95, 96. But I'm, like I said yesterday, and I'm going to stick with this, I'm more concerned about Familia and his velocity. Because if he doesn't have that separation between his off-speed and his fastball, they're going to light him up. And the Cardinals did that the other day in one of their final spring training tune-ups. And it was like batting practice. So, to me, that's the real worry right there. Nothing ever goes perfect with pitching staffs, Joe, as we well know. You know, you're a Yankee fan. I'm a Met fan. You hold your breath every time they go out to the mound. But, you know, let's see how it plays out. DeGrom, I'm not so worried about. Familia, I'm pretty worried about.
Okay, fair enough. Again, I think in general it's an entire staff that bears particular watching just because of the workload that they encountered this past season. But in discussing it and thinking about it more, I was trying to figure out an explanation for some of these things beyond just arm fatigue.
Oh, and yeah. I think it's all legit, bud. I think you raised great points.
I mean, and a lot of this is are questions we're not going to get answers to until we start getting rolling into the regular season. Don't get too worried off of one of two or two April starts, especially Northeast pitchers dealing with cold and some of the other things. If we're still dealing with these issues and having these discussions in May, then you got something to worry about, and then it may just be a long year like we speculated it could be for the New York Mets.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. You know, we'll see how it plays out. They open up in Kansas City in a rematch of the World Series, and Matt's going to be on the mound. That's right now, that's all they care about.
Yeah, I think you said it spot on right, Bob. We're getting up against it here. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Clark Kellogg from CBS Sports and get his take on all things NCAA March Madness, Final Four, National Title Game, Capital One Cup. It's all next with Clark Kellogg from CBS Sports. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Smash us together with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Clark Kellogg. Clark Kellogg from CBS. Nobody knows more about basketball than he does. And he's here on behalf of the Capital One Cup, and he joins us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Clark. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Oh, great to be with you, Bob, Joe.
Yeah, great to have you with us yet again, man. I feel like you fit right into our chairs. It's a good thing. But let's talk some Capital One Cup. 6th year going around. and the scholarships, the student athlete scholarships, and everything else involved. Explain it to the people who aren't aware of it and what it means to these colleges and to these kids.
Well, it's huge because, one, I've been an ambassador since its inception, as you mentioned, 6 years, and it really, to me, is the ultimate bragging rights in sports when you consider that from the fall, winter, and spring sports seasons, men's and women's programs, sports programs in Division I, have an opportunity based on top 10 finishes in national championships or coaches' polls or final AP polls, get a chance to earn points towards winning the Capital One Cup, which is a trophy. But just as importantly, it's an opportunity to win $400,000 in combined student-athlete scholarships for the winning men's and women's programs. So it really is cool to be associated with the Capital One Cup because it not only rewards on-field, on-court athletic excellence and achievement, but it also empowers student-athletes through the scholarship funds that go to student-athlete scholarships. So it's a win-win for me, having been a former college student-athlete myself, being a scholarship athlete, understanding what the competition as a basketball player meant to my development as not just an athlete but as a person, and then also the educational component is huge. So it's great to be able to recognize and put those two things together, achievement across all sports in the men's and women's Division I programs and then also the scholarship money. So I'm grateful and really happy to have been in the role as ambassador to bring light to what is excellence in two very important areas for these student-athletes.
Well, Clark, we've got two great games, potentially great games in this Final Four. One of them has huge Capital One Cup implications, and we'll start with that one. The remaining number one seed in the tournament, North Carolina, a number 10 seed wearing Cinderella's glass slipper, Syracuse, all ACC matchup. North Carolina, the most talented team remaining in this tournament. Syracuse has that always difficult to deal with Jim Boeheim 2-3 zone. What does Syracuse have to do to actually win this matchup and continue to wear Cinderella's glass slipper all the way into the national finals?
Well, anytime you've hit it right on the head in terms of kind of analyzing this thing, Carolina clearly has been outstanding the last quarter of the season, and they do have tremendous talent. Multiple guys up front headed by Bryce Johnson that are mobile, able to make plays at both ends. To beat Carolina, I think you have to rebound the ball effectively, keep them out of transition, keep them off the boards, off the offensive glass, try not to give them extra possessions on the offensive glass, and then be excellent in transition defense, which to me points to being efficient offensively. If you can be efficient offensively, moving the ball, getting good shots, then you've got a better chance to set your defense. And maybe you can get some offensive rebounds, but you got to rebound effectively, get back. And then you've got to try to make them play inside, outside in instead of inside out. In other words, you don't want them being able to get that ball inside and then kick it out for open shots. You want to try to force them into quick challenge perimeter shots and trust that their struggles might return, although they've shot it really well here in the tournament from the perimeter.
You know, one of the storylines of the back third or back half of this tournament thus far has been Syracuse getting down big, both against Gonzaga and against Virginia, and having to resort to full court pressure. And, you know, Boeheim with this group has the athletes that can really do that very well, and it's been a great benefit to him, but he's only pulled it out when they're down big and they're desperate. Do you see him perhaps pulling that out, that full court pressure out earlier and maybe using it as a game changer while the game is still a contest as opposed to a one-sided matchup?
You know, my colleagues feel like it's something he could do more of, Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. I think you've got to stay to who you are, and obviously Coach Boeheim knows his team better than anybody. And he may, I don't know if he will, though. It's been very effective in generating momentum to come back from deficits, as you indicated, in both the Gonzaga and Virginia games. It was very disruptive at critical and key times, fueled some offense and turned those games around. But I don't know if he would even, I don't know if he'd consider doing that unless he was desperate against North Carolina. And North Carolina is a team that's going to play fast anyway, and speeding them up might be more harmful than good because they are so good with their bigs finishing at the rim, playmakers on the perimeter. So it'll be interesting to see how that game plays out and if, in fact, Boeheim would use it. But I think it would be more out of desperation, much like it was in the prior two games. I don't know if it would be something that would be part of a game plan strategy, especially against a team like North Carolina.
Well, you raise an interesting point there, and as Joe and I have discussed it over the course of the week, you know, it did work when it was desperation. Could that fall into a category if he decides to press just because of the press, where he starts to outthink himself a little bit as a coach and falls into
that
trap?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, Bob. I think you've got to stay true to who you are. You've got to be ready to make adjustments, and most of the time they're fairly minor. I mean, that looked dramatic, but it wasn't a big change. They had used the press. He had made it clear that he thought his team was effective in the press for short windows of time, and he pulled it out, and his guys executed it masterfully when they needed to. I mean, the way they got that lead from 15 to tie ball game to the lead in such a short period of time was something to behold. So I think, again, it's something that continues to be used as he's used it. I don't know if it becomes a regular part. And, again, you're right. You have to I don't think you can get too cute or too tricky in what you're trying to do. The game is relatively simple when you take away the nuances, and you just have to trust that your players are ready to play at a high level. That ultimately is the most important thing. Prepare them and then be ready to help them within the game and then trust that they'll play at a high level.
Clark Kellogg from CBS Sports joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's swing to the earlier of the two Final Four matchups. Pair of number two seeds, Oklahoma and Villanova. Now, Villanova, where Villanova's impressed me so much, not only up until the Kansas game were they the most dominating team in the tournament from buzzer to buzzer, then the Kansas game showed up, and they didn't win a game that was ideally suited to their style of play, yet they managed to win and really, in many ways, control that game throughout. And I think that really bodes well for Villanova going forward. Give us your thoughts on this matchup between Villanova and Oklahoma, led by the great Buddy Hield.
You know what? I think Villanova has been a little misanalyzed. People are kind of trapped in the past thinking about this team being overly reliant on the three. This team has been really balanced all year. And I think people got a little confused. This team shoots a decent volume of threes, but they've won games where they haven't shot it well from three because they are so tough and stubborn and tenacious defensively. They're so well tied together at that end of the floor. And offensively, they do share the ball and they attack. I haven't seen this team be nearly as three-point happy as some of the Villanova teams in the past. And that bodes well, and that gave them an opportunity to win that game against Kansas because they were gritty, which is what they've been most of the time. And they made enough. They're a terrific free-throw shooting team. The 50-50 balls, they get their share. Usually they win that battle despite being undersized. So against a team like Oklahoma that plays fast and downhill and is highly efficient offensively, has the best player in the country, in my estimation, in Buddy Hield. He's been brilliant all season long, particularly in the tournament, but he's not alone because Oklahoma has won when Buddy Hield has not been dominant. So you've got two evenly matched teams. I think the fact that Villanova got pounded in December, while really just a footnote for those players that experienced that, it will be a bit of a galvanizing force. They're anxious to maybe make amends for what transpired back in December, recognizing that both teams have changed and grown. So I see this as really a very, very even matchup. It's going to come down to, like I say, in most games, minimizing mistakes, making shots, everything else being equal, and hopefully your best players perform at a high level for you.
In this last minute before we let you go, we want to keep you on time. If we can ask you for your picks, and, of course, give us the 4-1-1 on the Capital One Cup.
Well, I've got North Carolina in the one matchup. The Villanova-Oklahoma one, I'm still marinating on that one. My tendency is to go with the best player on the best, the team that has the best player, that would be Oklahoma. But I just see Villanova having enough to maybe do whatever it takes, do whatever is needed to win that game. So I'm still torn on that second one. I'll have to hold off on which way I'm going to lean in that one. As far as the Capital One, obviously thrilled to be an ambassador. Folks can actually follow the race for the Capital One Cup at Capital One on Facebook and Twitter and CapitalOneCup.com. But it's the most comprehensive sports award for men's and women's Division I programs across the spring, fall, and winter sports seasons. And teams earn points based on top 10 national finishes. And the last thing I'll say is that Syracuse, on the men's side, if they were able to win the championship and get 60 points, would move into second in the Capital One Cup standing. So an awful lot at stake for all the teams, but certainly for Syracuse particularly.
Thanks so much, Clark. We got to let you run. We're up against a hard break. We'll do it again soon.
Bob and Joe, take care. Appreciate it. Thank you.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we'll have Grant Hill here in just a couple minutes, hopefully. Joe, you know what's better than chicken? Mo chicken. You still with us there, my friend? I think we lost Joe there for a second, but we'll get him right back. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7867. 7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, great stuff out of Clark Kellogg. And I think he raised a terrific point. You know, it's Villanova's shooting has been terrific. But, you know, that attacking, and I expect it to continue against Oklahoma, Joe, is I think they're going to go to the glass. And one thing that Villanova does do, they never miss a free throw, man.
You're absolutely right. You got me now? I'm back?
Yeah, we're back.
All right. I was never gone. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened. I couldn't hear you, brother. They just never miss a free throw.
Oh, Villanova, and that was key down the stretch in that matchup against Kansas, like you were talking about. So, you know, I mean, and that's huge in the world of college basketball, because if you think they shoot it badly in the NBA, they shoot it even worse in the college game.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the fact that they do shoot their free throws so well in a close game may be instrumental. You know, I think that Oklahoma-Villanova matchup has the potential to be one heck of a matchup. Neither is a dominant inside team. Both have decent inside players and not a huge volume of them. They're both great on the perimeter, whether it's Oklahoma and their exploits with the three or Villanova and their versatility from the perimeter, and not only their ability to shoot the three, but their drive and kick guys, and just the versatility of their offense. And they showed me so much in winning a game against Kansas that really didn't go the way they wanted it as far as tempo, style, and everything else, and yet they really controlled it. Although I thought Clark made some interesting points, and we're going to be joined by Grant Hill here in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to get his take on a lot of the on both of these matchups as well, and try and get his predictions for the Final Four and the national title. But, you know, I thought Clark made some interesting points, and he talked about the fact that some of us have, and maybe me and you are a little guilty of this, we've misanalyzed Villanova. I don't know that I'd say I've misanalyzed them, but what they, I understand they don't necessarily shoot the three all the time at a great percentage, and they haven't all year. But I'll equate them to Steph Curry as a three-point shooter versus James Harden. Steph Curry is a great three-point shooter and shoots the three at an incredibly high percentage, right? Mm-hmm. In turn, James Harden, he's a great scorer, shoots the three, shoots a lot of them, doesn't necessarily shoot it at a high percentage. He's very much more of a volume scorer. With Villanova, they're a volume-scoring three-point team. They don't shoot it with the efficiency of, say, an Oklahoma, but it is an instrumental part of their game. So I don't completely agree with Clark that we misanalyze them. They've just been shooting it at an incredibly high level in this tournament, but they really don't have to necessarily shoot the three exceedingly well from a percentage standpoint to win. It's some of the other things they did with tempo and pace not going their way that impressed me so much in their winning over Kansas.
Well, you know what it is, too. And I mean, even throughout the regular season, when they are on their three-point game, it does help set up everything else. I mean, if they're draining them from the threes and they decide to attack the basket, it just opens up those lanes even more for them. And then if teams start hacking them, as I said, they don't miss free throws. Now, Oklahoma, they have some size, as we've discussed, but not dominant size. So if the three-point shot is not falling for Villanova, it's not going to deter them from going to the basket and trying to make some hay on the inside as well. I think I agree with you. I happen to think it has really a great potential matchup in that game. I happen to think all four of them really have great potential. You're kind of leaning towards Carolina could blow out Syracuse. I'm not seeing that as much. But
where'd you get that idea?
Well, you said it the other day. That's where I got the idea. If there was going to be a mismatch, that was going to be the one more than Villanova and Oklahoma, which, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
I think Villanova and Oklahoma are two extremely evenly matched teams from a talent standpoint, from some similarities as far as, you know, how their rosters fit together. And I do think that North Carolina owns a sizable talent advantage over Syracuse.
Right. I didn't say you picked it, but you pointed out some good points that could make it a potential blowout.
The familiarity of the two teams, you know, being in the same conference for the last few years. It's always weird saying Syracuse out of the ACC. But that said, they've played each other a lot recently. And I think that ends up, you know, being a situation that could help North Carolina blow out Syracuse.
Yeah, possibility. Possibility. But the other one I think has great potential.
I believe we have Grant joining us right now. Grant Hill from CBS, former Duke and CBS. Robert. I thought I heard that he was there. But, you know, so going back to, say, North Carolina and Syracuse, there's a big – it's not a huge talent difference. You know, you look at some of those guys on that Syracuse roster, it's a talented group. Leiden, Malachi Richardson. You know, that's a talented group, you know, that can stand up on its own against anybody. North Carolina is just an exceptionally talented group with Bryce Johnson and Kennedy Meeks, you know, and the list goes on and on. So I think if there's a potential blowout in any of these matchups, it's that one. The fact that the two teams are familiar with each other, having played a handful of times over the last couple of years, being conference mates, I think that helps Carolina because there's no surprise with the unique 2-3 zone that Jim Boeheim plays. And that's why I'm of the mindset that it might be a good idea to spring this full court pressure on North Carolina before the game gets out of hand and you're in desperation mode. Maybe you do it as a momentum changer or in some other way. But a lot of people don't think that that's what's going to happen. So I think if any of the two matchups were to turn out to be a blowout, I'll agree with you there. I think there's a better chance that North Carolina blows out Syracuse because of the disparity in the talent on the two sides than the Oklahoma-Villanova game, which I think is going to be an extremely even matchup that's going to go down to the very end.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And, you know, one of the other differences, too, between North Carolina and Syracuse is North Carolina has some maturity sprinkled in on that roster, and Syracuse is very reliant on their younger players to be their best players.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, they rely, you know, on some freshmen to help them along. You know, it's not all freshmen. You know, they also have guys like Cooney, who's a veteran. You know, it's a sprinkling and a balance. You know, their leading scorer, Michael Benajide, is not a freshman. He's a veteran. Trevor Cooney, their third leading scorer, he's a veteran. But then you got Malachi Richardson and Tyler Leiden. They're freshmen. And they also end up having a couple of guys on the floor, and Dickie V pointed this out yesterday, a couple of guys on the floor that you really don't have to pay attention to. That doesn't always serve them well, right, and that helps other teams. You know, with North Carolina, there's nobody on the floor for them that you don't have to guard. Every one of the players on the floor for them, when they put them out there, can be a factor on offense. That's not necessarily the case with Syracuse, and I think that's something that feeds into North Carolina's advantage as well in this one.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. If you got a guy or two that really is there, and it's not that they're not talented, but they're not in the flow of the offense, that can hurt you. And they're going to have to rely a little bit maybe on guys that are a little too ripe for this tournament. But we'll find out. It's been a great run so far. I don't think they're going to be in over their heads. But as you analyzed it, and I think it's pretty accurate, if there's a potential blowout, that's probably where it lies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're harping on Syracuse's inexperience. It's a blend. You know, Malachi Richardson and Tyler Leiden are freshmen, but they've got a couple of their key scorers are upperclassmen like Cooney and Benajide.
Benajide. I completely understand that, but their best player is a freshman.
You think Malachi Richardson is their best player?
I think he has to be.
You think he's better than Benajide?
I mean,
Benajai's their leading scorer all year long, and he's been their go-to guy.
I know that, but you know something, as they propelled into the tournament, Johnson's been their better player, I think, in the tournament.
You mean Richardson?
And I think Richardson, excuse me. But I think in order, if he has that kind of game, well, then I think it's a nail biter right to the end. If he freshman's out, then, you know, we could end up having an issue. We're joined right now by Grant Hill, NBA and NCAA legend, and part of the All-State Good Works team, and he joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Grant. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Let's talk about the Good Works All-State program and the volunteerism that's going to happen in Houston.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to talk about it. No, basically, we've taken 150-plus nominees. These are student-athletes, men's basketball players, Division I, Division II, Division III, also from NAIA schools. And we've narrowed them down to 10 players who really just have committed to giving back in their respective communities. These young men understand the platforms they have, and they have done some amazing things. So we bring all 10 of them to Houston. We have them honored and recognized at the Final Four. We bring them on the court during the game. We have a bunch of activities. They participate in a community event. So it's just a win-win and really speaks to all the positives that are out there in college basketball and college sports. And so for me, this is my third year involved with it, and it's just an honor and privilege. And I look forward to meeting these young men in person and learning more about them and their stories.
You know, it's always great to hear somebody giving back. And, you know, Allstate's always been big about giving back to the community. And you have well as always been big about giving back to the community, Grant. And with that said, I think the Allstate Good Works team is doing some great stuff. But let's roll with some of the stuff on the hardwood in Houston. And, you know, we'll start with the earlier of the two Final Four matchups. Pair of number two seeds in Oklahoma and Villanova. These two teams met in the non-conference slate, and Oklahoma dominated Villanova. I don't know that they should take anything away from that. Your thoughts on how this matchup shakes out between two, what I think are very evenly matched teams that do most of their best work on the perimeter?
Yeah, no, they're similar in a lot of ways, Oklahoma and Villanova. They're experienced. They can shoot the ball extremely well. They're well-coached. Obviously, Oklahoma has a superstar in Buddy Hield, who I don't think there's really any other player in college basketball quite like him. But he's got a good supporting cast around him. You know, Villanova doesn't have that superstar, that guy you look at who's, you know, a lottery pick in the NBA draft. But they play well together. They do, you know, they have a grit and a toughness about them that really, I think, you know, elevates their overall performance. They want to control the tempo. They want to run when the opportunity presents itself. But if not, really fall into their half-court offense. They're very disciplined. They're very unselfish. Whereas Oklahoma wants to make it a track meet. They want to get up and down and seduce you into playing that style of basketball. So it should be a great matchup. I think really it's going to be who can control tempo, who can, you know, take the challenge and guard on the perimeter, because you have, you know, teams that are very adept and very capable of breaking you down one-on-one and scoring. So, you know, this will be a good one. You know, you can't, like you said, you can't look too much into the game early in the season, because Villanova is a different team. Oklahoma is still Oklahoma, but Villanova has improved. And so it should be a good one. You know, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing these two teams go at it and seeing who ultimately wins.
Grant, we have you literally for 1 minute left. We would like you to analyze the other side and then give us a quick pick.
Yeah, well, you know, North Carolina and Syracuse, two ACC teams, two coaches who are Hall of Famers, who've won before, who understand what it takes to win a championship. I thought the regular season, particularly at the Syracuse, North Carolina really picked apart Syracuse's zone. You know, North Carolina, we talk so much about them, but they have some guys, bigs and smalls, who can really pass the ball. And to be able to penetrate the zone with the pass and make decisions, they were great at that, and that's what they're good at. But Syracuse is a different team as well. They're playing with so much confidence. They have so much heart. So, you know, it's an ACC battle. Teams are familiar with each other. You know, Carolina's probably the favorite, but, you know, I think every game Syracuse has played, they've gone against the favorite and been able to beat them. So, should be a good one. You know, I really don't know. I mean, I guess I should know and sort of be able to pick who's going to win this. I think conventional wisdom would maybe say Carolina wins it all. But, you know, I know conventional wisdom's been wrong before. So, the beauty of the tournament, you have to play the games, and we'll ultimately see who's able to crown themselves winners next Monday night.
Grant, thanks so much for a few. We're sorry we got to cut you short, but we got a hard break. It was truly a pleasure, and we look forward to doing it again down the line when we have a little more time.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Grant Hill from CBS, NBA, and Duke Great joining us. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one. This is Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump had a rough time during a CNN town hall. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Donald Trump is under fire for his behavior when challenged during the CNN town hall by Anderson Cooper over Trump's use of Twitter to share negative attacks on the wife of Ted Cruz.
You're running for president of the
United States. Excuse me. I didn't start it.
But sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it. No, it's not the,
yeah,
no, it's
the argument of a five-year-old. Excuse me. He started
you
it.
You would say that. That's the problem with our country.
Every parent knows
that's
a kid
not
who
a
says he started
excuse
it.
Excuse me.
No.
Trump also refused to provide proof to back up his claim that Mitt Romney created the attack on his wife.
A federal judge says Hillary Clinton's private email server set up as Secretary of State was extraordinary. The judge, Royce Lamberth, saying there's evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith. This is USA Radio News.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The Pentagon orders the families of hundreds of U.S. military members living in Turkey to leave. About 700 family members and other U.S. civilians assigned to an airbase in southern Turkey affected by the evacuation order. State Department saying the decision made out of an abundance of caution. Donald Trump thinks the situation involving his campaign manager and a female reporter's gotten out of control.
I think, frankly, this is not a claim that should have been made. I'm sure there'll be a counterclaim coming down the line because this is not a claim.
Trump telling ABC's Good Morning America he thinks it's a disgrace that somebody would file charges over this type of incident. Corey Lewandowski denying reporter Michelle Fields' claims that he grabbed and bruised her arm at a campaign event in Florida. Apple wants to know how the FBI got into that iPhone. The LA Times says attorneys for Apple now researching legal tactics to compel the government to reveal how it managed to get into that iPhone 5C. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
A New York man gets arrested after more than 1,400 bags of heroin were found hidden inside his body. We get details this morning from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Vermont State Police made the discovery after pulling Fernando Estrella over yesterday in St. Albans City for traffic violations. A drug-detecting police dog went wild when he sniffed the 41-year-old Bronx man. No drugs found in the car or in his pockets, so police got a warrant for a body cavity search to be done at a hospital. More than 1,400 bags of heroin hidden inside. Estrella is charged with heroin possession, trafficking, and importation. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Wall Street reacts positively to what the Federal Reserve Chair says. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is here to explain.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen saying policymakers are going to proceed with caution when it comes to raising interest rates further. Yellen notes during some remarks at a luncheon in New York City that economic conditions are far less favorable now than they were in December when the Fed last raised rates. But she does add,
gradual increases in the federal funds rate over time will likely be appropriate.
But Wall Street interprets Yellen's remarks as being much more dovish than last time she publicly spoke, and the Dow rises 98 points on the day, the NASDAQ climbs 80, and the S&P gains 18.
Toronto says goodbye to former Mayor Rob Ford today, the 46-year-old dying last week after a 2-year battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and the phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. But if you're riding, if you're walking, if you're at the gym, if you're at the office, no matter where you are, it's all about radio on the go and the personal devices and platforms in which to grab not only this show, but everything on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, you own all the devices. Would you please explain it to them and talk about any new devices that are on the horizon that I need to buy you for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to talk more about platforms, Bob, and I'm going to let people know how to get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the devices that they own. And they can start by going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check us out on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably some you may not be able to think of. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. It's an app that's versatile. You can download it to any device you can think of, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. There's also a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline on TuneIn Radio and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us not ever forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
Well, it's a relationship that's been a part of the network for a long time. The Jefe started it. He's traveled the world supporting our troops, and we're very proud to continue the tradition.
Now, Bob, on the other side, we'll quickly recap Hour 1, set the table for Hour 2, and get this thing rolling on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack Hour 2. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or tweet us at Span56 or at BobBlack71. We'll tip off Hour 2 next on the Spano and Black Attack. So you keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger, because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty.
Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but you're not going to get hosed here in the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Got a big show in front of us, my friend. Couple of interviews in hour one with Clark Kellogg and Grant Hill, but you and me wall to wall in hour two.
Exactly right, Bob. In hour one, we talked a little bit of baseball, and we took an opportunity to kind of double back and give you the latest on Matt Harvey as his short-term availability going forward was in doubt when we went off the air yesterday. So we were able to clarify that for everybody and kind of continue our little Met discussion as they prepare to defend their National League pennant or their National League championship in the 2016 season. And then it was really wall-to-wall college hoops as we were joined by Clark Kellogg, and then we were joined by Grant Hill, and we got their takes on not only some good works that they're doing, charitable-type works, but also their takes on both the national semifinals and, in some cases, you know, a look ahead towards the national final on Monday night. But they gave us great insight, their thoughts on both matchups, and now we kind of move it forward, and we'll go in some other directions. I think we're done with the college basketball pretty well until Friday, when we really start to break down these games and weigh in a heavy way with our thoughts on these two matchups and get ready for what we think are going to be two pretty darn good games on Saturday in Houston, the national semifinals in men's college basketball.
Yep, no question about it. You want to keep it on the hard court and go to the NBA?
I think that's the place we should go, and if time permits, we'll get to a little NFL, but I think the focus of most of the rest of the way has to be on the NBA. And if you missed any portion of today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack, you could probably double back and catch us later on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block that we air here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific Time. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And we'll let you know what's coming up on Best of Byline. Pretty likely, if you missed a big chunk of Hour 1, you'll get a chance to hear those interviews with Clark Kellogg and Grant Hill on Best of Byline. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. We'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. What do you say let's dive onto the NBA hardwood right now, and let's go after it, Bob. Do you have a particular place that you'd like to begin? There are a couple of stories that stick out for me, but if there's a particular place you'd like to begin, take it away.
Well, let's head West Coast. Let's go to L.A. You know, it's you and I both hate the TMZN aspect of sports, but it keeps rearing its ugly head, and today is no exception, as the Los Angeles Lakers, who are having a putrid season as it is, but were prepared to put the leadership and the basketball into the hands of D'Angelo Russell, now have a real dilemma on their hands, as D'Angelo Russell taped a conversation with Nick Young, and the quote-unquote sensitive material that they were talking about has been made public. And there is a huge rift in the locker room, and it was compounded in Salt Lake City on Monday night with a 48-point blowout against the Jazz, where D'Angelo Russell was isolated and the rest of his teammates decided not to play.
Well, the isolation continues. It didn't end with that 48-point drubbing in Utah against the Jazz. You know, there's word that they had a breakfast-type meeting, and literally D'Angelo Russell went to sit at a teammate's at a table where Lou Williams, one of his teammates, was sitting. Well, D'Angelo Russell sat down. Lou Williams got up.
Yeah.
So what they have now in Los Angeles with the Lakers is a pretty darn ugly situation. You know, when you looked at what was going on, it's been an ugly year anyway for the Lakers, as it's a roster right now that really lacks talent. It's Kobe Bryant's last year, and it needs to be his last year, as there's very little tread left on the Kobe Bryant tire as a basketball player. But they were bringing in D'Angelo Russell. They drafted him number two overall, and they were excited about his future as it relates to being the next go-to guy and leader of this basketball team, the guy with the ball in his hands all the time, which meant he was going to be the court leader, and they were hoping he would grow into one of the locker room leaders as well. They have other pieces there, Julius Randle, Jordan Claxton, who you've talked about. They're also going to have another pick high in the lottery that could have netted them a franchise-type player. So while things were bleak right now, or things looked bleak this season for the Lakers, you know, you could see a year or two down the road with money to spend, being the Lakers, another lottery pick, the continued growth of some of the young talent that's there, you could see a chance in a very crowded West that the Lakers would turn the corner and turn themselves into a contender. You now have this situation with D'Angelo Russell taping Nick Young's conversation, and then the sensitive nature of it becomes public. Well, that puts the brakes on everything, because D'Angelo Russell was going to be asked to not only be the floor leader on the court with the basketball in his hands, but he was going to be asked to be one of the leaders of this team in the locker room going forward. And that's typically what happens with the guy that is the floor general. He also needs to be one of your leaders, or at the very least, a well-respected member of your club in the locker room. You now don't have that, and it's a player who throughout this year has already experienced all kinds of growing pains, clashing at times, not so much with his teammates, but with his head basketball coach. There were just issues of maturity in not only his play, but in how he carried himself in the locker room and on the court. He seemed to have turned that corner a little bit, was getting a lot of minutes, was getting starter minutes, and was really starting to play some terrific ball over the last couple of months. Now you have this, and whatever gains he made and the Lakers made for their future, at least in the short term, have been halted by what is now a messy situation and 14 guys in that locker room who want nothing to do with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, it may end up being the 14 players that go, which puts them in an even worse situation. You know, to take it back to, you know, again, you said a number of things there that are very valid. You know, when Byron Scott, and you and I are not Byron Scott fans in any way, shape, or form, but when Byron Scott handed the ball to D'Angelo Russell midseason and said, look, you're now the starter. You've grown into the role a little bit. I now trust you with the basketball going forward for this team. He did make the most of his opportunity, at least on the court. He was producing. He was playing up to the level for the most part of what they anticipated with him and coming out of college. And, you know, there was some tough love early in the season between him and Byron Scott. And I thought Byron Scott has done a good job this year of dealing with three things: a completely lack of talented roster, a superstar on the way out the door who's having a farewell tour, and the future of the franchise in a very immature young man. And
I think it hasn't translated in them winning any games, but
it hasn't. But you know, in that kind of situation, you know, that's a lose-lose all the way around. Byron Scott knew it when he took the job, but I thought he had done a pretty good job, particularly in handling D'Angelo Russell. And now this blows up. And, you know, look, L.A. is an attractive place to play. They're going to have money to operate with. But now this locker room situation has created a completely different dynamic, and the Lakers got some real issues out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens with this one going forward. This has become a mess beyond a lot of the things we usually talk about on this show as far as messy situations and chemistry and relationship issues, because most of those things that we talk about within a basketball team, with rare exceptions, are more on the court chemistry things, you know, along the lines of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, we never talk about LeBron and Kevin Love and LeBron and Kyrie Irving or Love and Irving, etc., having any real personal acrimony towards each other.
Right.
It's more how their games do or do not mesh and how they feel about each other maybe as basketball players. But on a personal level, there's nothing like this. This has now gotten personal to a point where it's going to be difficult for these guys to continue to coexist. And I think that's where we'll go on the other side. You know, we'll kind of look ahead to what the future may hold for the Los Angeles Lakers and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 or at BobBlack71. That's all next. More Laker talk right after this very short timeout.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about the turmoil with the Los Angeles Lakers as Nick Young's partner, Iggy Azalea, has been cheated on, and it went public because of D'Angelo Russell.
Oops.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more than oops. You know, I make a little light of it here by going oops, but it runs a heck of a lot deeper than that, Bob. And, you know, it was funny. In the last segment, we were talking about D'Angelo Russell turning the corner a little bit. And I really went, you know, I went pulled up his game logs and pulled up some numbers. And he really started to turn the corner as a basketball player in February. And that's where you started to see, you know, those rookie struggles and a lot of that on-court maturity kind of fall by the wayside a little bit. I'm not telling you he was, you know, he was the rock-solid Tim Duncan type, but a lot of that immaturity was falling by the wayside. And he had a great month of February, shooting 46% from the field, 46% from three, 75% from the line, four assists, under two turnovers a night, and scoring 15 points a night. And then he followed up where he scored even more in March, and he took even more control as kind of the floor general and the go-to scorer, 16 points a night, only three assists and close to two and over two turnovers a night. But again, the shooting percentage was solid, 40% from the field, 38% from three. So he had really started to turn the corner on the court. Obviously, rookie to second year, you want to get that big growth, and you could see just exactly why the Lakers were enamored and intrigued by the talent, and they thought enough of him on the court as talent to draft him number two overall. Obviously, you see something like this where he tapes a teammate and the tape goes without the teammate's knowledge, and then the tape and what's on the contents of it go viral, and now you have a locker room that has somebody in there they can't trust. And that kind of level of distrust is something that will translate on the court because they don't want anything to do with them. And it's going to be a very, very ugly situation. I don't know how they get this repaired because when you do something like this at work that ends up having somebody to have causing somebody to have problems at home, that becomes real tough to forgive. Because every time I leave work and I go home, I've got this problem staring me in the face. Then when I leave home to go to work, I have the root cause of the problem staring me in the face. It makes for a very contentious work atmosphere between those two. You then have a locker room full of players who take a side. And in this case, everybody's taking Nick Young's side because he's the victim in all this. And you have everybody kind of banded against D'Angelo Russell. He's now isolated. So how do these parts coexist on the court, especially when the guy they've frozen out is the guy who has the ball in his hands all the time? This is a very ugly situation that I don't know how they fix. But, boy, whatever progress Byron Scott had made with this young group and getting D'Angelo Russell to mature as a basketball player, a leader, and a human being, it all just got flushed down the toilet because he's not the leader here anymore. He's not a more mature teammate, and he's not somebody that can lead them on the court anymore because they all hate him.
Yep. Everything you said is spot on right, and I don't really have an answer other than there are a couple of things that are more than likely going to happen. There are a couple of guys on this roster, and literally only a couple of them, and Clarkson and Randall and Nick Young's multi-year contract that might be on this team going forward. So how does D'Angelo Russell deal with this? I think the way he needs to do it is step away from his agent, step away from everything else, every piece of advice that he's getting right now, ask the coaches to leave the locker room and stand up in front of his teammates and be a man and own up to what he did, the prank gone wrong, and the stupidity and judgment that he put out there, apologize, number one, and from the heart, not from a prepared piece of paper, and not in front of a press conference, man-to-man in a locker room, stand in front of Nick Young, hope he accepts that apology, and something that you and I would do, stand there and go, you know something, Nick? Nobody's in the locker room right now. I earned anything you want to throw at me right now. And if you want to take a swipe at me, it goes no further than you, me, and the teammates that are sitting in this locker room. Now, do realistically I think that's going to happen? No, absolutely not. But if I'm D'Angelo Russell and I want to reclaim this team, I go in front of my teammates alone and own up to being the a-hole that he was in this situation.
I mean, it's as plausible an option as any. The problem is there aren't very many plausible options. I really just don't know what he can do here. I don't know. As we often say, sometimes you just can't get the stuff back in the horse.
Yep.
And I don't know if this is one of those cases, Bob. I just don't know that this situation can be repaired. You know, much like that situation back a number of years ago with the Washington Wizards, when they almost, you know, and I can't remember who the players were, but one pulled a gun on another over a high stakes poker game, and
right,
and some money's not paid. You know, that situation couldn't be repaired either. Those guys never shook hands and got along. One of them had to be sent moving along. The problem here is D'Angelo Russell is the point guard that you were going to build your team around, so he's probably going to stay. I don't know that everybody, I mean, we know Kobe Bryant's going. You know, there's other decent pieces on this team. Lou Williams is a pretty good player. But if he doesn't trust D'Angelo Russell, he can go. Jordan Clarkson, good player, real good player, young player. Could he go? He could. You'd probably prefer not to have to move him out. Julius Randle's another building block for this young team. Not going to be that easy to send him away. Nick Young, the guy that was, you know, the victim in all of this and the offended party, as it were, it wouldn't be that hard to get rid of him except for the onerous contract. But here's the thing about onerous contracts in this league. Salary cap keeps going up. They get less onerous, number one. Number two, there's always a bunch of teams that have all this spare cap money that, for the right price, can take on your onerous contract, that in the form of draft picks of some kind or better young talent, whatever the scenario is. So you could always move Nick Young off the team, and then everybody else is kind of a spare part. The only problem is we're having this discussion now about how do we get guys away from them, who can we get to play with them. Don't you think the people around the league know about this too? Do you really think anybody's now going to want to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers, no matter how much money they have to offer, if they're going to have to play with D'Angelo Russell and be worried that he's going to be dumb enough to tape me? He's going to be one of these guys that's ostracized not only by his teammates, but pretty much by everybody around the NBA. So how do the Los Angeles Lakers keep D'Angelo Russell, who is on his way to being a star player at a premium position, and fill a roster with people who are willing and happy to play with him, as he has done something that is such a breach of confidence that I don't think you're going to find very many people around this league that are going to be very willing to play with D'Angelo Russell and share a locker room with him.
Look, there is absolutely no question that the players will talk among themselves, and you're 100% right. Unfortunately and fortunately for the Lakers, they had started to put a couple of pieces in place that were good supporting players, maybe even one or two of them break out into being stars. They have to revisit all of that. And the word gets passed. So I do think there's a validity in what you say about maybe some people will not come to L.A. The one thing that the Lakers have going for them is it is L.A. And the tradition there, the fact that Kobe's going out the door and the amount of money, well, some of these players are going to go, well, you know, he may be a schmuck, but he didn't do it to me. And I want to play in L.A., and I want the nice contract, and I want to shake hands with Jack Nicholson, and I want to do all the things that Laker players have been able to do over the years. So they'll take the money, and they'll take the contract, and they'll play in L.A. But I think the damage that Russell has done to what they were trying to build as a foundation going forward is even worse than what they'll be able to attract to L.A. in the future.
See, it's interesting because I think they kind of go hand in hand, and I'll tell you what I mean. You said, well, you know, wasn't done to me. I'll come there. I'll take the money. I'll shake hands with Jack. Well, what makes you think if they don't move Nick Young off the roster, then everybody just moves on at some point? He didn't tape them. They still want to stay in L.A. The L.A. money is still green. When the team gets good, they can hang with Jack. So that's where I find a hole in that argument. You know, you've kind of said, well, what he did is going to make it tough for him to continue to coexist with this group. Well, in turn, I think it would make it tough for you to bring people in as well. And if it's not going to be tough to bring people in, eventually if you move out Nick Young, which can be done for not too big of a price, and you shuffle out some of the other spare parts, he'll eventually be able to coexist with who remains. I'm just not sure that's the case.
Well, no,
I know time heals all wounds, Bob, but this is a pretty tough one to forgive.
Hey, look, I it could go that way too. You may end up being spot on right with it. There's all kinds of scenarios that can be played out here. But one thing that's for certain, they're not going to ship out D'Angelo Russell. They can't do it. He's their future.
Right. He's staying. Who else stays with him and who else shows up is another matter. We'll wrap up this discussion on the other side, move into other things in the NBA, along with taking your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Spam56, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter's more your thing. And it certainly was Iggy Azalea's thing. We're talking about Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell, and Iggy Azalea in the video that was put out. She tweets, Joe, I see D'Angelo Russell is trending. I actually liked his film. Thanks, bro. Appreciate the info.
I guess Iggy Azalea is now single.
They're still engaged, but...
Well, not for long, man.
See for how long.
It's only a matter of time. You know, and I guess to wrap this up and move on to some other things, it's an ugly situation, and we've really given you no answers because I don't think either of us have any. You know, we kind of laid this out. It's an ugly situation. I understand time heals all wounds. These wounds cut pretty deep. And, you know, once you breach trust and different things like that, players are pretty reticent to embrace somebody who has violated the sanctity of the locker room. I know Nick Young is never going to forgive D'Angelo Russell, and because he's not a star player and D'Angelo Russell is, bye-bye Nick Young. That solves that problem. As far as getting the rest of his teammates back on board, and the time heal based on the time heals all wounds theory, and well, it didn't happen to me. Maybe that does happen. I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of these guys that have to be shipped out, and as you said, new guys come in who weren't as close to it, and they're, you know, while reticent, hesitant to embrace D'Angelo Russell, they're willing to go there and they're willing to play. I really don't have answers. I just know it's an ugly situation that isn't going to get better right away and may eventually get worse before it ever does get better.
Well, let me ask you this. The scenario I threw out there, no coaches, no microphones, no agents, no nothing. Man to man, could you accept that apology if I had done something like that to you?
Yeah, after I popped you in the mouth. I mean,
that's why I threw the option out there.
If you're telling me I get the free shot,
yeah,
that's different because I know where you're going to end up. You know, we're going to be even because, you know, if I take that swing, you're going, you know, one free shot where you're not defending yourself, you're going to the hospital. That's easy. So now I feel a little better. I mean, you know, obviously I haven't got my fiance back, but you know, I did some of that to myself. Let's be fair about it. But who am I to pass judgment? But, you know, I'll feel better if, you know, as you're getting your jaw wired shut and you're out for a month. I'll be better. We're not going to be buddies again, and I'll never trust you again, and we'll never socialize. But I could probably get past it and move along. Okay. You know, after I came to visit you in a hospital with your jaw wired shut, I feel pretty good.
Yeah,
for the moment.
You know, now
it's as good a scenario as any. The only problem is basketball players can't fight, so when Nick Young hits him, nothing's probably going to happen.
Well, you know, also the opposite situation of, look, I mean, you know, if it was you and I, yeah, you'd take a swing from my jaw and try to put me in a hospital. If he gives him the free shot, you know, hit him in the gut, whatever the circumstances are, and you know, but give him a good one where he doesn't have to end up in. Well, you know, I'm just saying, I'm trying to throw it out there in a realistic situation where agents aren't getting involved and lawyers aren't getting involved and everything else. And you know, you could still coexist as teammates. The trust will never be there again, but can you coexist as teammates and not literally send a ship off into Titanic land?
Very good point. You know, the only problem with it, it's pretty unrealistic. You know, guys don't offer themselves to get hit as a way of making good. These are expensive, you know, pieces on a chessboard and everything else. The realities of guys hitting each other as a way to kind of just solve this problem. It's not that it's unrealistic. I just don't know if it's doable.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, I mean, I get it. When you're reaching for answers, much the way you are in this circumstance or in these circumstances, it's as good an answer as any. I really just don't know what the future holds. And, you know, it's a story that we'll be watching closely and we'll weigh in as things continue to happen.
Yep, it's going to be interesting.
You know what? I want to go to Cleveland.
Okay.
As we continue to watch the Cavaliers come up small again. And, you know, I watched some NBA basketball last night as that was what's on, and I chose that over the NIT semifinals. That said, I watched the Cavaliers come up small again. I understand no LeBron, but it was no problem for three quarters, as the Cavaliers really controlled this basketball game in their building for the first three quarters. They give up 35 points and can only put in 16 in the fourth to blow a 20-point lead. So, again, we've talked about it a lot with the Cavaliers and just how disappointing they are. And to me, they're one of these teams, despite on paper having a good year and all the other things that we've talked about, the whole does not equal the sum of the parts, and the divide between the Cavaliers and the Spurs and the Warriors is quite drastic. And when you look at this team, and any team at this stage of the game with LeBron on it, it's win the NBA championship or bust. I don't see that quality in this team. I don't see that guttiness, that ability to grind things out, that ability to find ways to win. You know, I understand LeBron was out, but you had dominated this game for three quarters. And all you had to do was have a decent effort in the fourth quarter, you find a way to win the game. You give up 35, you can only put 16 in. You allow Houston to go on a 12-0 run, you know, when you're up 95-83, and Houston ends up taking a lead with half the fourth quarter left, and you end up losing a game in your building to a team that had lost four straight on the road and is one that scuffled all year long. That's one of the things that's missing about this team that isn't missing about Golden State. When you looked at Golden State last night, did they play well? Nah. Is everybody healthy for them? Nah, they're not going to have Iguodala for another week, and that hurts a lot of things that they do. Festus Ezeli's still out. But they found a way when they brought their B-minus, C-plus level game to beat the Wizards at home 102-94. That difference I found quite stark and quite drastic. This Warriors team always finds a way to get it done. This Cavs team always seems to find a way to not get it done. And the divide between these two teams, I think, has only grown since last year's NBA Finals.
I think it's really valid. And, you know, when you look at that Cleveland game, I want to backtrack there for a second. You know, Kyrie Irving had the game statistically and took over his team, and then they don't close the deal. And it was Kyrie Irving and everybody else. And you had brought it up when we started talking Cleveland earlier in the season, that maybe he's the piece that needs to go. And I'm starting to come around to that way of thinking. If it's going to be LeBron's team going forward, look, there's all kinds of things that can happen to this team in the offseason. Maybe Kyrie Irving is that piece that doesn't fit in this basketball team. Maybe it needs to be his show. And if it's going to be, it needs to be somewhere else.
Maybe. I proposed this a month or so back, and I've started to hear others come around to that thought process, too. As you listen to other sports talk shows and you read other things on Twitter or on websites or in papers and you watch some of the other NBA-oriented talk shows, I've started to hear more than one person besides myself mention, you know what, maybe Kyrie Irving's the guy that needs to go. But what I will tell you is this. If you didn't appreciate what Chris Bosh did in Miami before, appreciate it now. And if you didn't appreciate what Dwayne Wade did in Miami before, appreciate it now. Because Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh were as every bit as big a reason as LeBron that the big three worked there. Whether it was Dwayne Wade saying, listen, LeBron, take over this team. You're LeBron. Act like it. Don't worry about who gets what. Or Chris Bosh, who said, listen, I'll play D, I'll do the dirty work, and I'll be the third banana. And when I need to step up, I will. You know, what those two did in facilitating the success in Miami to help LeBron James, you see it now, 2 years in the rearview mirror, when you look at what Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving haven't been able to do to help facilitate success for LeBron James. So,
yep.
lot of people don't give them the credit that they deserve in the success of that big three in Miami.
Oh, no question about it. And they deserve every bit of the credit for it. But, you know, excuse me, when even just to microcosm it a little bit, and you look at last night's game, Joe, 31 points for Irving on 9 of 23 shooting. Kevin Love, 14 shots. Get him involved. Get him more involved.
Well, let's be fair with Kevin Love. I don't know if you saw the game. He got in foul trouble early. You know, one of those things. You got no LeBron.
Right.
What does Kevin Love go and do? He gets in foul trouble. He picks up two fouls the first 3 minutes into the game, and he really ends up being a non-factor for most of the first half. Just remember, a first half where the Cleveland Cavaliers took an almost 20-point lead. Then in the second half, he gets back involved. Everything's fine. They're cruising through three quarters. It's really about finishing the job at the end. They didn't do that.
And that's it. And I don't understand why, considering at that point he was no longer in foul trouble, Irving doesn't get him more involved. He was shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. Like I said, maybe you're right. I'm starting to come around to that way of thinking. He needs to run his own team, and maybe it's not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as you struggle for answers with the Cavaliers, that was one I came up with around the deadline because I could find some realistic trades that might make this work better and put the ball in LeBron's hands more. That said, I don't know that there's anything wrong with Love taking 14 shots. Most of them were in the second half. It's not that unbalanced. When he gets in foul trouble and isn't a huge part of things in the first half, I don't know that the issue here was not feeding Kevin Love. As a matter of fact, I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue was they didn't close the deal, number one. They don't get that much help from a lot of these complementary pieces. And by the way, you'd play great for three quarters. What about just playing some defense and not giving up 35? I get it. Houston can be dynamic offensively, but they had struggled all game long. That's the inexcusable part. Bringing it on the defensive end and closing out a game where you have a huge lead. To me, that's where the biggest problem lies as far as intensity and want to, beyond some of the other chemistry issues that we've discussed.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying. And you know, the foul trouble, obviously, as you talked about, comes into it. But I'm looking at the fourth quarter recap, full play-by-play. He barely touched the ball. Kevin Love barely touched the ball. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, okay, I understand what you're saying about the first half and the foul trouble, but it was like he didn't exist on the court in the fourth quarter. Got to get him more involved. Guy can score.
Absolutely, the guy can flat-out score on the interior and on the perimeter. And he's a versatile player. He rebounds, and he can get touches doing other things than you running plays for him, which is a nice touch to have for a quality player like that. Kyrie Irving hasn't done that. And, you know, I talked about it a month ago or so, maybe even more now. He may be the problem. Maybe ultimately at the end of the day, it needs to be a more complementary point guard. Move Kyrie Irving out, get some quality pieces for him, including draft picks in the early first round of the NBA draft, and put the ball in the hands of LeBron James, and maybe something can happen here. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Thanks to Clark Kellogg for coming on board today. Always a treat. And a great friend of the show, and Grant Hill as well. Wish we could have kept him for a little bit longer. But that's the way it goes sometimes. They're busy schedules here at tournament time. But it's been a lot of hardwood, a little baseball to open it up. But Warriors win again. They start to close in on the record. ESPN put up the stats. I think it was 79% to get it and 90% to tie it. And we'll see how it plays out. But it's fun to watch. As Joe and I talked about, Andre Iguodala out for about a week. And when it comes down to it, look, grabbing the record is a terrific thing. But in reality, it's all about the playoffs. You want to be healthy going forward, or as healthy as you can possibly be at this point in the season. And, you know, if the Warriors make it, it's a great story. If they don't make it, that's okay too. They're going to be the number one seed. I don't see anybody derailing them. You never know. And San Antonio is just, God, they're San Antonio. They're just as good as it gets. But, you know, Steve Kerr, for all the, hey, we want the record and everything else, yeah, they do want it. But in reality, it's about the playoffs. Get them healthy, get them ready, and then win another ring. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Like I said, we wanted to thank our guests for coming on board. Big shows for the rest of the week as well. More guests, more star power, more basketball as we head towards the weekend and the Final Four. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.